mystery is my hobby. Today's story began in New York shortly after Christmas. I'd received a phone call from an Ambrose Carlton, and had asked him to come to my apartment for a consultation.
Yes, you are Barton Drake?
Yes, and you're Ambrose Carlton. Will you come in, please?
Thank you. Oh, you have company. Mr. Drake, I ask especially...
Yes, I know. You asked especially to see me alone. However, since if I decide to take your case, Inspector Danton would work with me, I thought it would save time and bother if I asked him to come to my apartment to listen to your story.
This, then, is Inspector Noel Danton, your co-worker.
That's right. And how are you, Mr. Carlton?
Good evening, Inspector. Well, Mr. Drake, have you given any thought to my proposition?
I have, and I'm in favor of it.
Splendid. And you, Mr. Drake?
Well, I share the inspector's enthusiasm for a trip south, and yet...
Yet you doubt the credulity of my story?
No, not at all. I don't for the moment question the value of your original paintings, or the fact that someone's trying to steal them.
Oh, but why not forget for once that murder's your hobby? Let's go down to Florida and sit in the sun and watch the bathing beauties bathe.
Florida bathing beauties, Inspector. Never bathe.
Never bathe? Now, wait a minute,
I mean, of course, in the ocean, Inspector.
Oh.
Mr. Drake, the man who is attempting to steal my paintings is Brian Quirk.
Mm-hmm. You're sure of that?
Brian Quirk? Hey, that is something. He's the most famous international crook out of captivity.
You're quite right, Inspector Danton. He would stop at nothing to obtain possession of my Rembrandt.
And what makes you so positive, Mr. Carlton, that it's Quirk who's attempting to steal your paintings?
Quirk himself has told me so.
Quirk told you so?
Yes. On several occasions, Brian Quirk has called me on the phone and stated flatly that he intends to possess my paintings.
Mm. Quirk is noted for that sort of thing. He's a shrewd operator.
3 days ago, Mr. Drake, one of my servants was murdered.
Murdered? Well, now you're talking our language. Shall I make our reservations by...
Just a minute, Inspector. Huh? Have you reported this murder to the police, Mr. Carlton?
Of course. They investigated and learned nothing except that Leopold was shot by a man who was attempting to steal the paintings.
How do you know that?
Leopold was not killed instantly. He lived long enough to explain that he had been attacked while on guard in the very room where the pictures are kept.
I see. And the police have been unable to uncover any clues that might lead to the identity of the murderer?
The identity of the murderer is already known, Mr. Drake. Ryan Quirk left his calling card. A note pinned to the floor with a dagger.
Say, I saw that gag work the movies once. It was called The Clutching Hand or The Hooded Terror or something like that.
I assure you, this is no movie, Inspector Denton.
Oh.
So the police have abandoned any further attempts to run down Brian Quirk. Is that right, Mr. Felton?
Well, I can't blame them. They did what they could. Obviously, this man Quirk is shrewd beyond human conception.
No man is that shrewd, Mr. Carlton. All criminals are possessed with at least one weakness. I imagine that weakness with Brian Quirk is his vanity. Eventually, it'll lead to his downfall.
Well, I hope you're right. Frankly, Quirk's attitude is something of a challenge. I dislike to think that he can outsmart me.
Yes, but on the other hand, you have your other servants to consider. If more murders result from Quirk's attempt to steal your paintings, you will feel personally responsible.
Mr. Drake, it will be worth $10,000 to me if you'll come to Florida and take over my case.
$10,000? That's a lot of dough, Bart.
Yes, it is, Inspector.
If at the end of a week's time you feel that apprehending Brian Quirk is beyond your ability, I will pay you the $10,000 and you may return to New York.
Hey, that's fair enough, Bart.
And what of your paintings, Mr. Carlton?
Well, I suppose I shall have to dispose of them. I can't continue to be responsible for the lives of the people in my employ.
Splendid. Inspector, make reservations on the first available plane to Miami.
For God's sake, can't you drive easier?
Sorry, Inspector. These swamp roads here in the Everglades weren't built for automobile travel.
Well, what were they built for? And what does Carlton have to live way out here in the jungle for anyway? And why didn't he meet us at the airport?
Inspector, I think you're annoyed because you didn't get a chance to watch the bathing beauties.
I'm not annoyed. I'm doggone sore about it.
Hey, Inspector, you're magnificent.
Yeah? Well, why didn't Carlton tell us he lived way to heck and gone out of here instead of in a nice, cool stucco bungalow on Miami Beach like any sensible man would?
I suspect that Mr. Carlton didn't want to discourage us, Inspector.
Discourage us? I've been discouraged ever since we stepped off that plane.
I guess this is it.
Well, for crying out loud. Look at that wall with the barbed wire on top.
Yes. And Mr. Carlton said he had his home protected against thieves. I guess this was what he meant. There's the house beyond the wall.
Yeah. You can barely make it out in this dim light. Listen. What's that?
It's the voice of the swamp, Inspector. Come on, let's go up and announce ourselves before it gets completely dark.
I don't know why Carlton couldn't have left that iron gate open so we could drive up to the house.
I imagine Brian Quirk was disappointed also, Inspector. The gate seems to be locked.
Yeah, there's a rope hanging through the slot. Shall I give it a yank?
Yes, it's probably a latch string.
Here goes. A jumping Judas, what's that? It
sounds like an alarm bell. Here comes someone.
Yeah, he came out of that little house. Hey, he's got a gun.
He's probably one of Mr. Carlton's guards. He's a regular giant, isn't he? Hello there.
The alarm bell she rings and Carlo comes quick.
Yeah, well, shut it off. It's getting on my nerves.
Si, senor. You are senors Drake and Danton, si?
That's right. We're Drake and Danton. Mr. Carlton's expecting us.
Si. I will open the gate.
Thank you.
Be careful, senors. There are many traps about.
Traps? What does Carlton take us for, a couple of wolves?
The wolves are all over on Miami Beach, Inspector.
Very funny.
You will follow me, senors, please.
Thank God. I don't like this.
What don't you like about it, Inspector?
It's spooky.
Oh?
Look at the way those vines are crawling over the house. And listen to those noises. They're not real.
Come, come, Inspector. Let's not allow our imagination to run away with us.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, I hear it.
Now, don't tell me that's my imagination. That's organ music.
It certainly is, Inspector.
You will follow me, please.
Come on, Inspector.
Hey, there's someone coming from the house.
Yes. Oh, it's Mr. Carlton. Are you disappointed because it isn't a spook, Inspector?
Yeah. Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Hurricane Manor. I must express my regrets at not being able to meet your plane.
You're not half as regretful as we are. Look, Mr. Carlton, why didn't you tell us you lived way out here in the swamp?
For the very reason that unhappy expression is on your face, Inspector Danton.
Unhappy? Me?
You're disappointed in my home. If I'd explained where I'd lived, you might have refused to accept my proposition.
The inspector's only disappointed, Mr. Carlton, because he was unable to see the bathing beauties of Miami Beach.
Well, that will come later. Very well, Carlos. Return to your post.
Si, senor.
I'm glad to get rid of that guy. He looks like a zombie.
Carlos is my most reliable servant. Come along, gentlemen. Dinner is waiting. And then I want you to see my paintings.
Well, I got to admit that your cook knows how to put together a meal, Mr. Carlton.
Thank you, Inspector. Jose will be pleased. Are there any questions you'd like to ask before we look at the paintings, Mr. Drake?
Yes, several. Just as a matter of curiosity, we heard organ music as we came up the wall.
That was Laura. She's my secretary.
Uh-huh.
She plays beautifully, doesn't she?
Yeah, but sad. What's the matter? Is she unhappy about something?
I'm afraid that the atmosphere of Hurricane Manor creates a sad mood, Inspector.
That I can understand.
Laura is very young and beautiful. She doesn't like it here, and I can't blame her.
Then why does she remain?
The answer to that is simple. I need a secretary. Laura needs money. And I can afford to pay her a large salary.
I see. I suppose that living in this remote section of the Everglades is part of your plan to frustrate Brian Quirk's attempt to steal your paintings.
That's exactly right, Mr. Drake. Frustrating Brian Quirk has become an obsession with me. I will stop at nothing to capture the man.
And Quirk will stop at nothing to obtain possession of your paintings.
Correct. It's become a sort of game with us.
I see. That's why you brought the paintings to this old house and challenged Brian Quirk to steal them.
Yes, and he will accept the challenge, too. This is to be the showdown between Brian Quirk and myself. Come along. I want you to see my paintings.
Look, Mr. Carlton, how many more of these halls have we got to walk down? I'm getting tired.
Inspector Danton, you flatter me.
Flatter you? What do you mean? I only asked a simple question.
Yeah, but a very pointed question. Would you believe that this is the third time we walked down the same hall within the past 5 minutes?
Are you kidding?
Oh, not at all. Rooms and corridors are so arranged that a stranger can easily become lost. Walking you down this same hall three times was a test.
I suppose that's all part of your plan to confound Brian Quirk. Is that right, Mr. Carlton?
Exactly. And here's another.
What? That door? What's confounding about that?
I'll show you. Open the door, Inspector.
Huh? Open. Okay. Jumping Judas.
You see?
Well, that's very ingenious. I suppose all the doors in the house are equally well equipped with burglar alarms.
Not only the doors, Mr. Drake, but the wire atop the wall that surrounds the place. And all of the windows.
With that kind of a setup, what are you scared of?
Brown Quirk succeeded in getting over the wall once, Inspector Danton. He murdered one of my servants. It was only because he touched off one of the alarms at the downstairs window that he failed to get inside the house.
Yeah, but...
The alarms on the windows ring bells all over the house and in the guardhouses. They also switch on automatic floodlights.
And still Quirk got away. The man is a genius.
There's one thing that puzzles me, Mr. Carlton. If all the doors in the house are equipped with alarms, why is it that they don't ring when you or someone else opens them?
Because of this. You see, it is possible to open the doors without catching off the alarm.
But your servant?
I alone know the combination. Whenever I wish the servants to move about the house, I temporarily disconnect the system. Except for the one in this room.
Oh, then it's here where your paintings are kept.
Yes. Step this way, please.
Thank you.
I'll turn on the lights. There they are, hanging on the wall.
I feel they are beautiful.
Not bad at that. Say, the guy who painted those things must be a comer, all right.
Rembrandt was the greatest master of them all, Inspector.
You're fortunate to have such valuable possessions, Mr. Carlton.
Well, I hope that the time will come when I can feel fortunate, Mr. Drake. Since I bought them a year ago, they've brought me nothing but grief.
I see what you mean. By the way, did you install the indirect lighting system that brings up the rich color tones?
Yes. You see, the wall paneling being dark, it was necessary...
Hey, what's that? It
sounded like a scream.
There it goes again.
Good heavens, it must be Laura. She... Good Lord, gentlemen. Brown Quirk has arrived. This way. Scream came from the organ room.
Better get out the gun, Inspector.
Don't worry, I got it out.
Here we are.
Jump and Judas, there's a girl lying on the floor.
It's Laura. Laura! Laura!
I don't think she's hurt, Mr. Carlton. Probably fainted.
Yeah. She's breathing all right. Whoever fired the shot must have missed.
Lift up her head, Inspector.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Carlton, I think you'd better get back to your paintings at Brian Quirk's.
George, you're right. What am I thinking of? Take care of Laura.
Turn off those goddamn alarm bells.
Careful, Inspector. Here, you'd better carry the girl over to this couch.
Yeah, good idea. I wonder what's scared her.
Never mind that now. Put her down easily.
I am putting her down easily. Well, thank gosh those bells are stopped.
The girl's eyes are opening, Inspector.
Yeah. Hey, she is good looking, isn't she?
She's beautiful. Feeling better, Laura? You are Laura, aren't you?
Oh, where am I? What happened?
You're safe now. You better not try to get up just yet.
Just lie back and take it easy, lady.
Who are you? What are you doing here? Keep away from me.
Just a minute.
Don't touch me. Let me go.
Don't try to get up, Laura. You're still weak.
Let me up. Keep your hands off me. Oh, I hate you. I hate you all.
Okay, so you hate us. Now, look.
Look out, Inspector. She has a gun.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. And I know how to use it, too. Now, stand back, both of you.
Okay, okay. We're not arguing.
Don't move. I'll shoot if you do. I promise you I will.
Never mind promising, lady. We'll take your word for it.
Well, Inspector, she's gone.
Yeah, shall we go after her?
I don't think it would help much, even if we caught her.
No. If we found that one bullet had been fired from that gun she was holding, it would.
Why?
Why? Well, for God's sake, we'd know it was her who fired the shot, wouldn't we?
And how would that help us?
Well, we could ask her questions. Maybe she saw somebody. Maybe firing the shot was a gag.
I doubt if it were a gag, Inspector. Obviously, the girl had fainted, and just as obviously, she was fighting the buzz.
I'll say she was. I wonder why.
I think I know the answer to that one, Inspector. Come on, let's look around this room a bit.
You know the answer to that one. Hey, what the heck do you mean?
Here's the organ. It's a beauty, isn't it?
Now, wait a minute, Bart. I asked you a question.
These windows are all equipped with the burglar alarm system. The wiring is plainly visible up there.
Oh, okay. The heck with the alarm system. What do you mean you can answer that one?
The windows are all bolted on the inside, Inspector. How do you suppose the person who frightened Laura got into the room?
Doggone it, Bart, now I...
But perhaps it wasn't a person. What do you think, Inspector?
Bart, for the last time... What'd you say, Bart?
I said perhaps it wasn't a person who frightened Laura.
Huh? What do you mean, not a person? What else?
Spooks, Inspector. Oh. Remember, you were worried about spooks a little while ago.
Mr. Drake! Inspector Danton, my paintings, they're gone! Someone has stolen my paintings!
You must see for yourself. I can't believe my eyes. It's incredible. It simply cannot be. There. Look.
They're gone, all right.
Yep, they're gone. The wall's as bare as Mother Hubbard's cupboard.
How could it have happened? How could it? Every door and window was protected with alarms. There were guards everywhere.
When could it have happened?
I'm afraid the answer to that question is obvious, Mr. Felton. It happened when we ran down the hall to investigate the shot and scream.
Say, that means that the babe must have been in on the deal. No wonder she acted so screwy.
That reasoning is ridiculous, Inspector Danton. Laura's character is absolutely impeccable. I had her investigated.
And what about your other servants, Mr. Felton?
They're all beyond reproach. Besides, there is one thing that both of you have overlooked in your reasoning.
Yes, what's that?
It would be foolish of any of the servants to steal the paintings. They're too rare, too valuable. If offered for sale, they would be spotted immediately.
Wouldn't the same theory hold true if Brian Quirk...
No. Quirk is a man of culture and taste. He wants the paintings for their own pleasure, not for their monetary value.
I see. Well, Mr. Carlton, I don't think you'll have to worry about the loss of your paintings.
Not worry about them? What the deuce are you saying, man?
Just this. Quirk apparently got into your house, but not without setting off the alarm system. Could he get out without causing a similar disturbance?
By George.
Say, he couldn't, could he? That means that guy must be floating around here somewhere.
Exactly. Now, I propose that you spread the alarm, Mr. Carlton. And, Inspector, we conduct an immediate search of the grounds. A man with two large paintings in his arms would have little chance of escaping unnoticed.
Hey, Bart.
Yes, Inspector?
I thought we were going to hunt for Brian Quirk. Doggone it, all you've done since we got out here is to walk around peering into windows.
I'm not peering into windows.
No?
Inspector.
Well, then what are you doing?
I'm checking the burglar alarms,
Inspector. The burglar alarms? For God's sake, why? We know they work.
Well, there might be one that doesn't. Suppose one of Carlton's servants were in cahoots with Quirk. He might have disconnected the system on one of the windows.
Now, wait a minute, Bart. That isn't what you're doing.
It isn't? Why, Inspector?
Because we know that one of the servants didn't disconnect the system. How do we know it? Because the whole doggone system went off when Quirk entered the house.
You caught up with me that time, didn't you, Inspector?
Yeah, I caught up with you. Now, what the heck are you up to? What do you mean,
I found it.
Found what, for crying out loud?
I found the... Inspector.
Yeah? What's the matter?
Someone's coming. Step back into the shadows.
Okay.
Hey, it's the girl.
Yes. She looks more frightened than ever.
Yeah, look at the way she's sneaking along.
Mr. Drake.
She's calling you, Bart.
All right, Laura. Over here.
Oh, Mr. Drake, is that you?
Yeah, that's him and me, too.
Oh, thank heaven. I've been looking everywhere for you.
Now, there's one for the book. The last time we saw you, you couldn't get away fast enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah, we're sorry, too. But look, lady.
Inspector.
Huh?
What was it that you didn't know, Laura?
I didn't know who you were, not really.
Oh, you didn't? Well, how do you know now?
I heard you and Mr. Carlton talking in the room where the paintings were.
Oh, eavesdropping, eh? Well...
Inspector, will you stop your prattling for a minute and let Laura talk?
Now, listen, Bart. Keep quiet.
Huh? So when you found out who we were, you came looking for us. Why, Laura?
Because... Oh, Mr. Drake, I'm frightened. I want to get away from here. I thought you might help me.
What were you frightened of, Laura?
I don't know. The very atmosphere of the place. There's something dreadfully wrong.
Oh, yes, but something particular must have happened to make you afraid.
It did. 2 weeks ago, Leopold was murdered. And then tonight when I was playing the organ...
Yes, exactly what happened when you were playing your organ.
I'm not sure exactly. I felt that someone was behind me, just standing there, and I was petrified. I didn't know what to do. So I kept on playing with one hand and tried to reach into my pocket for the gun that Mr. Carlton had given me. And just as I turned, the alarm started. I fired the gun and then I guess I fainted.
But you didn't actually see anyone?
No. Oh, I don't know. There might have been someone. It was terrible.
Oh, you poor kid. Now, look, there's just one more question I'd like to ask, Laura.
Yes?
Why hadn't you given up your job and gone back to Miami before now?
Well, I wanted to, but Mr. Carlton begged me to stay. He raised my salary and gave me the gun and showed me how to use it. Yeah. He was awfully nice. He said that if another attempt were made to steal the paintings, he wouldn't try to hold me any longer.
Well, Laura, I think that after tonight, your troubles will be over. Inspector?
Inspector?
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, what the deuce is the matter with you?
Oh, you mean I can speak now?
Do I mean you could... Inspector, you're magnificent. I see here, both of you.
Yeah, what is it?
This is a spot where the wires connecting Mr. Carlton's alarm system enter the house.
So what?
So in a minute, Inspector, I want you to get out your jackknife, bare the wires, press them together, and set off the alarm.
You want to hear the bells ring again,
eh? Get sarcastic, Inspector. Laura, the minute the alarm starts, the guards will come running. I want you and the inspector to pretend that you saw someone running through the shrubbery toward the wall and give chase with him.
Well, I'll do my best.
Fine. And you, Inspector?
Okay, okay. But what is the great Barton Drake going to be doing all this time?
Believe it or not, Inspector, the great Barton Drake is going to be returning Ambrose Carlton's paintings to the spot where we first saw them hanging.
Just a minute, Mr. Carlton. It wasn't our fault Brian Quirk got away.
Whose fault was it, then? You were both outside the house when the alarms went off.
Well, you were outside, too, and so were all your guards.
Laura, there's no point in you staying longer. If you'll come up to my study, I'll give you your check.
Laura, you can ride back to town with us.
Oh, thank you, Inspector Denton.
Very decent of you, Denton.
Thanks.
I suppose your Mr. Drake will expect me to pay him the $10,000 I promised, even though my paintings have been stolen.
I'll expect you to pay me the $10,000, Mr. Carlton, but not because your paintings have been stolen.
Where the devil did you come from, Drake? And what do you mean by that remark?
Which remark, Mr. Carlton? About your paintings? They haven't been stolen, you know.
Haven't been stolen? Nonsense. You saw with your own eyes.
Come in here, please. This is the room where the paintings were kept, isn't it?
How the devil did you know?
Your complicated system of rooms and hallways isn't as complicated as they at first seem, Mr. Carlton. Look over there, please.
Good heavens. The paintings.
Hanging right where they were before. Well, I'll be an oversized crocodile.
But how did you do it?
Before I answer that, Inspector, I want to explain how I solved the two-week-old murder of Leopold, Mr. Carlton's servant.
Solved? Drake, you don't mean that you...
Yes,
know.
I do mean, Mr. Carlton. I'll explain by asking a few questions. First, why didn't Brian Quirk steal the paintings on the day when he gained admission to the grounds and murdered Leopold?
Well, I can answer that.
I prefer that you didn't, Mr. Carlton. I have my own answer.
But look here.
The reason he didn't want the paintings stolen is because he couldn't dispose of them if he did steal them.
But I've already explained...
Not to my satisfaction, you haven't, Mr. Carlton. Second, how did Quirk gain admission to Hurricane Manor? You've made the place impregnable, Mr. Carlton. You were too thorough.
What do you mean? The alarms did...
The alarms had nothing to do with Quirk's visit. Quirk was already inside.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, Mr. Carlton. Clever. There's only one man who would benefit by the theft of your painting. He could do so only if the paintings were insured against burglary. And the only burglar who would attempt to steal them would be a man such as Brian Quirk, who would keep them for their beauty's sake.
I see. And I suppose you know the identity of Brian Quirk?
Yes, I do, Mr. Carlton. You are Brian Quirk.
Mr. Drake, it's so good to get away from that terrible place. I can hardly believe it.
Yes, I can appreciate your point of view, Laura.
I think it's wonderful the way you figured out that Mr. Carlton was really Brian Quirk.
Thank you, Laura.
And I also think it was wonderful the way you took the gun away from him when he tried to shoot Inspector Danton.
Thank you again, Laura.
There's one thing that bothers me, though.
Oh? What's that?
How did you know the paintings were hidden in a false panel behind the real panel where they were originally hung?
There are several reasons. Carlton, or Brian Quirk, had gone to elaborate plans to have his paintings legitimately stolen. The murder of Leopold and the soundings of the alarms, they were all designed to give an impression that someone was definitely after them.
And Mr. Carlton knew that even he couldn't get the stolen goods out of the house, so he decided to hide them in the house itself.
That's right. You were part of the plan to make everything seem logical. Because of all that had happened, you were certain that someone was actually trying to get into the house and steal the paintings, isn't that so?
Oh, yes. I'd become so jittery that I kept imagining things. How did you know the paintings were hidden behind the panel?
Well, for one thing, when pictures are removed from the wall on which they've been hanging for some time with light on them, there's always a faint outline of their shapes.
And there were no outlines on the false panel?
That's right. Also, the pictures were hung from brackets in the molding above. And there was no sign of a bracket when the false panel appeared. I was quite sure that Brian Quirk would never stop to remove the bracket.
Oh, Mr. Drake, you're simply wonderful.
Oh, nuts.
Oh, well. You're still there, are you, Inspector? Gotten over your gripe yet?
No.
No? Well, you will, I'm sure, when we reach Miami Beach.
Are we going to stop there?
Of course, Inspector. We've got to have a look at those bathing beauties.
Say, but that's swell.
But, Mr. Drake, I thought that...
Not at all, Laura. Not when I have such charming company as you. Not when there are bathing beauties to observe. It's going to be a pleasure to forget that mystery is my hobby.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.